Right.
Ooh.
Just a noise, but
that's good. Right. Let's go. Last week we spoke about toilet blocks and folding begotten. Let's just quickly go through that again. So we spoke about toilet blocks. Besides the problem of surveyor, when the wash, let's say it's a coloured one, so we made a distinction between where it is, the coloured block. If it's in the top of the toilet, the cistern, so then it's a grommer. It's indirect. As the water fills up, it goes in. So that, according to some, is better. And therefore, it's not Muslim, it's a sick ratio of a grommer. Some say one should still avoid it. So if one can avoid it, one should. But if it's in there, that's not the worst thing. If it's round the rim, we said, that's much worse. Because that's when you flush the chain, the water goes directly on it. That's a problem of mamish, that's a chayra, that's a mamish biyadayim, that's called severe biyadayim, because you want the colour. Most people want the colour in the toilet, that's what they buy it for, the coloured one. And then we said a chiddush about moly dreach. Let's say it's colourless, there's no problem or anything. Is there a problem with scenting the water? That's what we spoke about last time. So we said a chiddush, the Aruch HaShavah says a chiddush that it's not called scenting the water. So he spoke to the manufacturers, the experts, the people who make the blocks, and they say that really the block gives out a natural aroma, a smell. What happens is after a while it gets like crusty. It dries up and that stops the smell. The water just revives it. It takes off that dry outer layer, it revives it, and therefore that's okay. It's a chiddush.
It enhances, really.
There's no wrong with making this. If I take an air freshener and I spray the air freshener, there's no problem. You're not doing anything. The issue of molded rare is to put the scent into something. If the smell comes out naturally from itself, there's no problem.
It's not for the water, it's for the room.
Yeah. So if I'm in a water bag, I get a bit scented from this, but that's not the main thing. It's a bit chiddush, actually. And he says that's mutti. So he spoke to the experts, maybe that's allowed to be done. Chiddush. Okay, yeah. That was number one. Then we spoke about Issof Kippur Begodim, folding up Begodim. There was also a very interesting thing there. That Chazal made a gezeira, when the person folds up a beged, he improves the beged, he makes the beged keep it, it's getting rid of all the creases, and it stays naturally as it is good. That is a problem. Chazal said a person mustn't do that on Shabbos. So for a person to fold up a beged in its natural creases, a person may not do on Shabbos. Who are then ironing out, let's say someone, a non-Jew, use the iron on Shabbos, and it's still hot, you can't use the iron on your begotten to smooth it out. That's not allowed to be done. Folding talis, trousers, all these things, is not, one shouldn't do that. Everyone asked last time, they were asking last time, why is when you hold the trousers naturally in the air, and it goes into its folds? He says it's not so posh. People do it, it's true.
You do nothing.
Yeah, but you're making it go into its natural folds. That's what you're doing. You're holding it up like it should go into its natural folds.
It's not the same
as
a talis.
It's not the same as a talis. Not much the same. Oh, I forgot to do where it is. I have to find out. I haven't got a chance to look for the mock now, but the Maisa, as far as I know, he said there is a mock, but it's not ideal. It's not posh, it's mutter. They once took on last week, that's posh, it's mutter, just to hold it up and let it fold into its natural folds. Did I write, this down? Look, I have to look at this again. Let's quick see if I can find it here. In this case, Kippur Begodim. It's an interesting name, though, it's not so simple that one's allowed to do that. No, I have to see where it is. All right, that's another thing. The other thing was interesting, but also interesting over here, is that Chazal do allow folding begotten in certain cases. There's four conditions, which are very rare to find. The four conditions are, number one, it's a white garment. It looks like on a white beged, the creases are not so recognizable. Interesting, it's for this. And therefore, on a white beged, folding up a white beged is not so... There's only four conditions, actually. So number one condition is that's for white beged. The talis is, the item is new, has not been washed yet. Because if it's been washed, then it looks like the creases have got more effect. Yeah, it's fine. It looks like when it's brand new, it's got much less of an effect. Number three is he folds it himself. He doesn't use two people, can't help him, he has to do it himself. And number four, he folds it in the air, not on the table. He has to fold it up, not using the table to lie it down. This all makes it not so good. The only example they give with this taka is, like you're saying, on Yom Kippur night, someone's got a brand new talis.
A brand new
white talis on Yom Kippur night. Otherwise, it's very hard to find an example that's where you could find it. I say he's got a brand new one, so it's never been washed before, it's white, and he's doing it by himself, and he's not doing it on the table. Then a person could fold it in its folds.
Right, what have you done? You've taken it off to folding.
Normally, you need a tablecloth on the table. You're right, it could be if I was taking the tablecloth off, he's brought a brand new tablecloth, he takes it off in order to, what do you call it? That could be.
And you get these catering tablecloths,
Oh, how kind of that. That's what we left off with last week. We caught me all out on this, actually. An interesting thing. Is there a problem of folding things even like paper? Like paper. Is there a problem to fold like paper, for example?
A napkin.
All these things. So I told you last week, I think it was a problem. I said it's not so simple at all, actually. I was just looking to, preparing the shiur here. Well, my one thing, first of all, like this, there's no problem, for example, if someone's jacket, for example, goes like this, it goes out of its creases, to put that back into its fold, that's not a problem. That's incidental. The person's not doing it to crease the beggar, he's not doing it to make the beggar look nice. He's reshaping the beggar to put it back. Who had someone's hat gets bent out of position in the moshav, for example, to reshape it, a simple reshape is not a problem. That's not called kippel begotten, that's mutter. When it comes to, folding paper, things like this. I just saw this last week, actually. It's interesting. I was looking for where it was. It's like an Urcha Shabbos, actually. Very interesting. Interesting. Lamoshin, then you get sometimes these papers that are lying around in shul, the paninim, for example. Now, what happens is they come into shul flat. They come into shul flat. Like this. Open up like this. And now, you want to take it, read it, and you want to fold it in half. Is that a problem? So I was looking for this over here. So I must say, let's just find this halacha over here, where it is actually.
You see, actually,
people do it. People don't realize it. People do a lot of things in the Shabbos, don't realize what they're doing. I'm saying it's interesting. Yeah. Oh, so one of the things I'll just show you over here. Let's just find this halacha Shabbos. Yeah. I'm pissed at you. Oh, where it is here. It's kippel begotten, whether. Oh, I'm going to show us Per Ches Tiflamet Zion. It's interesting what it says over here. Per Ches Tiflamet Zion. Also, the couple in Yorois, but Ovish Oisman Tsurus, Kiminonia, Ematus, Etsipok Yisrael. That's another halacha based on this. To make a meaningful shape, folding something, that's an Isomakopatish. A person wants to make a boat or an aeroplane. Anything like that? He says that's the problem of makapati.
Not folding.
You want to make a serviette in a very meaningful shape. That's the problem. You want to make a flower, for example. You mustn't do that. Makapati. The Meister Apostle say it's simple shape. Well, just folding it over in half, or whatever that is. If it's not meaningful, you're not doing it to make a tzura. Yeah, that you can't make a Shabbos. At the bottom of the Urcha Shabbos over here, brings over here, very interesting. There was a story that happened in the neighborhood. Shahir Mafitzim Midei Shavua Alan Shal Dibre Torah. They used to come along with printed Dibre Torah sheets. It came from the printers, Kashu Cholok, Bali Kippur, flat, without any folds. Are you allowed to fold it on Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman should fold it on Shabbos. Interested in that. So therefore these things, huh?
Is there
people do it. It's an interesting thing, actually. I mean, it's a chiddush, really, but I'm not sure what you're doing. You're making something finish. You're finishing off. That is the gemar of that thing, it looks like. And therefore, one should not do that on Shabbos, it looks like. Chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush, I don't know. But that's where it brings down from Shlomo Zalman. So again, generally making a meaningful shape, the moshel, into an aeroplane, a boat, a ship, anything like that, that one should not do with paper, even though it's only a one-time use. There might be some possible, but also say it doesn't seem mamish and issa, because it could be something which is disposed of, it's not also, but the Meister, he said one shouldn't do it. So the Meister, that's an apostle take on, even if it's going to be disposed of, you only use it once.
Tissue.
But okay, not, I mean, normally you don't make a meaningful shape with a tissue, but I'm saying. Yeah, so that's an interesting thing, that this game that people play with the, what do you call it, you know, they make all the folds in the tissues.
People have done those, bend it over, you know, to an
what? When you blow your nose, you're not interested in making a shape.
No, just one.
Right, just for convenience. Now, that's no problem. That's a simple shape. That, a simple fold is not a problem. If a person folds with a meaningful shape, he wants to make a ship, a boat, a hat, or something like that, that is the problem of micropathy, but otherwise not. Interesting thing. That's what he says. It's a chiddush. I must say, it's a chiddush.
You're trying to say, it's always folded.
What?
If it's flat, you can't bend it.
No, it's not a meaningful shape. When a person throws a serving egg, it's a simple thing. That's not a meaningful shape. It has to be, micropath has to be, you're doing something meaningful, you're making something. So just to fold it over, you're not making anything with that.
Yeah, it's like a sheet of paper.
Right? Yeah, but that's the surah, because that's what you have to gemar the sheet now, because the sheet's not really beautiful as it is before that. That is now the gemar of the sheet. It's an interesting thing, a lot of people do it, it's actually interesting. That's what I mean. This sheet, someone takes a sheet like this, for example, and he wants to fold it over like this.
They make it like this.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's a simple shape. That's a triangle. That's nothing. That's okay. It's not a meaningful shape. That's a simple shape of a triangle. That's mutter. Only when you make a meaningful shape of a triangle, that's when there's a problem.
Is it a problem paper or not?
What?
That sheet.
I'm saying, he says, what should you do on Erev Shabbos? One should not do it on Shabbos. One should make it on Erev Shabbos, actually. I read again, he says, came smooth, but he kibble without any folds. He passed him that one should do on Erev Shabbos. Where there's also gomo, I don't know, he says, zicha better not to do on Shabbos.
What do you do by folding it?
It looks like that's the Gemara. They make it for this purpose, they actually fold it. They don't expect you to read it like this.
And if you want to fold this paper.
That's nothing, because there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfect as it is on paper. This paper's made as it is. It's made to be used like this. There's nothing wrong with the paper as it is. That surah is look like it's not ointment for that. They don't expect it to be made like that. They expect it to be folded over. I mean, very few people take it whole. I must say, that's what most people do. They fold it over in these papers, yeah? There are very few people who take it as it is whole.
Yeah.
So that, he's saying, I suppose that is the sorrow why someone wants to make a problem. Sorry? I haven't seen one of those. I'll have to look around. We normally use Urk Shabbos. It's the easiest thing to do. We follow one thing over here. And Urk Shabbos, that's what he says. He says that one should avoid it. I want to
say. It makes a difference when you've got the A4 paper. If it's all written downwards, then the folding doesn't make a difference. The plenum is written
downwards. By
folding it, you're making the left and the right.
Maybe.
It's all about the size.
Okay, another interesting one. I want to start with Shiva. We've got one other thing to finish. I didn't finish off with Hilchos Makor Patish before we do a Sikkum. And that is, we spoke about this, I don't know where, we spoke about it in Hilchos Rechitza, and that is the Issa of swimming on Shabbos. Believe it or not, the Issa of swimming on Shabbos comes about because of Makor Patish. What? It comes about, the Issa of started, the Issa of swimming on Shabbos started. Can you swim on Shabbos? Swimming. Are you allowed to swim on Shabbos? How did it come to Makapatis? It's an interesting halacha. This is halacha Shin Tamates, seed base. What's it going to do with Makapatis? Who knows? What? Flow, yeah, very good. That's a maestro. The halacha was, you mustn't make it Shin Tamates, seed base. Ain't shot up in our mind, you mustn't swim, whatever, etc. And it says the reason why, because we're scared you might make a float. You might make some sort of amazing day, actually. You might make a float. A person's scared to swim, he does not swim so well. So he might make some sort of float, which is awesome as Makapatish. This is only a condition, this is only Osa in a case of where one's swimming in a river. Where there's no banks at the site. Where you've got a bank at the site, the Chazal won't go to in this case. So which means normally our swimming pools haven't got this problem. This problem of macropathy doesn't really apply to a swimming pool normally, because our swimming pool has not got this problem. Yeah? But even so, the Chazals and the Rice of the Apostles say the minig is not to swim on Shabbos for various reasons. One of the reasons is that it can often involve seder. That person's got swimming trunks, there's various things on there. It's possible that he might be involved in the malach of Sita, and therefore it's better that one avoids completely swimming on Shabbos. People do it. I must tell you, someone told me, I don't know which hotel he was in, but he told me that he's been to a hotel where someone did go swim on Shabbos. So it's not this halacha of Shulchan Aruch. I can't say it's wrong mitzvah that, but it's wrong mitzvah because the poskim seem to say that one shouldn't do it.
Maybe it's classic swimming trunks.
Yeah, okay, I said also, there's also another example where we spoke about mitzvah rechitza, that a minhag is not to do rechitza, not to wash oneself on Shabbos. A person shouldn't wash oneself completely on Shabbos. And therefore, one goes swimming, that's like a rechitza, it's like washing oneself. Therefore, it's not ideal, actually. So therefore, swimming on Shabbos is really something that one should not do. He told me that people go, he'd be in the hotel, the moshul, and people go for a swim. What? Is it closed? Is it closed on Shabbos?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, people are at the mikveh anyway, but some might use it as a mikveh.
Mikveh, yeah.
People might use a mikveh. What? Skeeter. I'm saying, that's an obvious reason. They're saying you're plastic. You're using plastic swimming trunks.
Yeah.
Plastic swimming trunks.
I think it's a lot of
concerns. Yeah.
What? I don't think it's swimming on the Shabbos.
I've never been to a hotel for Shabbos, but... anyway, that's an interesting thing. Okay, so that's more or less the malacha of Michael Patrick, I think. Just trying to think, we've folding stuff, yep, spoke about that. Straight, that's also an interesting shayla moshel. Let's say, for example, what do you call it? A plastic cup. Oh, I'll tell you what else is made again. You know these foil containers that you've got? The foil containers that a person's got, puts Kegel in or something in it. But let's say, for example, someone was walking past, you squashed the thing, and it's squashed. Can you reshape it on Shabbos? Can you open it up? Is that Makor Patish?
No, it's always, that's the
visual form.
It never goes back into its original shape.
Yeah, right, that's like a hat that's gone out of shape, and a foil container that's gone out of shape is not a problem on Makor Patish. Blowing up a balloon is an interesting side, actually, blowing up a balloon. There, first of all, there's two things about blowing up a balloon. Normally, our balloons, what we normally do with a balloon is you make a knot in it when you're finished. So there, Chazal said, many possibly say it's a gzeira, anything which you do on Shabbos, which finishes off with making a knot, we don't let you do on Shabbos. I mean, even though you've got an elastic band ready, you want to tie an elastic band around it.
Unless you always do elastic bands.
But pashtas, anything which is normal to do, you tie it up with a knot. It means even though you think now I'm not going to do it with a knot, but the normal way of the run of the mill is that when you blow up a balloon, you make a knot in it, you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Alright? I must say, the possible speak about another interesting shayla about blowing bubbles on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Can you blow bubbles?
There's
Isn't that shayla? It's a liquid, Lamaisa, yes. So Lamaisa, some want to say it's like, it could be under Makor Patish as well, actually. You're making something new. It's interesting. Why is there many possibilities for a tshuva? You don't have to object to a child.
It's not made to stay.
But I don't think Makor Patish is not made to stay. The person makes a toothpick, for example, yeah? He's making for a short time, he's going to throw it out afterwards.
Ice cubes.
Yeah, these things are problematic. So you're saying maybe this is air bubble might be better because it just disintegrates and nothing at all. But for a short time, you made something. So the Makor Patish, they say, I don't have to object to a child who does it, but you shouldn't do it yourself. So don't do it yourself.
So an ice cube.
Actually, you change from liquid to a solid, that's the thing. You know, some of these things, I once asked a shayla to someone, in Hilchos Boyer actually, is a woman allowed to take a toy car out of the toy box for a child to play with on Shabbos morning? I mean, it's a child, most of you are going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they all want to sleep in the morning. So on Friday night, they go to bed at 12 o'clock at night, they want to go to the toy box. He loves this little trailer lorry. He loves this little dustbin lorry, trailer lorry. Can you take it out of the box and put it in his bed if it's all mixed? So the chayit shayla boyra, yeah? It's not somach hasuri, you're not using it straight away.
Yeah.
So the problem, so how can you get out of this problem?
She should play with it.
Oh, so the shayla was, does it help if she plays with the toy car for a bit? So I asked the Rob this, the Rob said, look, does she normally play with toy cars?
Usual,
so I say, it's not very usual for a mother to play with a toy car. It can be sometimes, but I'm saying, it's not very usual. So if it's usual, then you can do it. But if it's not a normal thing to do, then I said, then you can't do that. So
throw it on the floor.
So yeah, the other eight have to do it. You can throw the whole thing on the floor. That's another eight have to do it. But the Meister, it has to be something normal. So if you're dealing with a balloon, anything like that, it has to be something which is normal to do. Otherwise, a person can't do it. Let's just start the Hazorah of Hilchos Makor Patish. We'll have to do it next week, finish off next week. But Marshall, the Issa of Makor Patish is an amazing thing. It's a very far-reaching gezeira. There are many scenarios of Makor Patish. One, the simple one, is to make an item on Shabbos. But then we said, not only is making an item on Shabbos, but even to perfect the item, to make it better than it was, is also Makor Patish. No. All right, wait a second. Yeah, I'm making it better, yeah. Yeah.